for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Karen Woodson. I'm the Director of Government Affairs for Americans for Safe Access.
Now, Americans for Safe Access is trying to educate the public, politicians, and even the medical community about the need to change our laws. There's a bill being put forward in Congress again this year, the Hinchey bill. Tell us about that bill, if you will.
It's actually not a full standalone piece of legislation like a bill. It's actually an amendment to the appropriations legislation for the Department of Justice. And Congressman Hinchey and Rohrabacher are planning to introduce a bipartisan amendment that would help end federal raids in California and other states that have provided and passed medical cannabis laws. So that's what ASA brought out doctors, patients, and scientists to help lobby Congress on behalf of.
I think the point being that we do have other concerns, certainly more valid than chasing down marijuana growers in these select states. Tell us what efforts that Americans for Safe Access is undertaking and perhaps lead some of our listeners to how they might join in that effort.
Well, I think your point is well taken, Dean, in the sense that the question here at issue is not whether medical cannabis has medical value or the merits of medical cannabis, and as a larger discussion. The question at issue with respect to this amendment is whether or not the federal government should be spending our tax dollars, specifically as it relates to the Department of Justice, to use those resources to raid, prosecute, or arrest patients who are suffering from a variety of debilitating conditions, including MS, cancer, HIV, AIDS, so on and so forth, or whether the federal government should use those resources to go after things that might be of a higher priority. Things like controlling border, things like controlling, law enforcement resources by putting more cops on the street, anything else.
Karen, can you point us to a spot on the web where folks might learn more about the work of Americans for Safe Access?
Absolutely. For more information about the Hinchey-Rohrabacher Amendment or about Americans for Safe Access and our plans currently and in the future, I invite your listeners to check out safeaccessnow.org.
If you're standing in silence, you are in support of these onerous, draconian marijuana laws. I urge you to do something about it. Visit Americans for Safe Access, safeaccessnow.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.